tremendous project at 55,000 square feet, two buildings. One building will be three stories with 39 units in it. The bottom floor will be have everything somebody needs to thrive. We'll have Community Action Agency will be in there. Some of the nonprofits to help with drug rehabilitation and their meetings. We want to provide somebody that's in this program with the opportunity to succeed. And that's what we're going to do. And the second building is going to be for families, so moms can get their kids back. You know, they can get them back from CPS while they're in recovery. This is all tied to the drug court, so there are consequences for your actions when you stub your toe. Now, just because you relapse doesn't mean we're going to throw you out. Judge Jordan may put you in her hotel for the weekend, but Monday morning you'll be back in your place, and we're gonna give everybody a big opportunity to succeed. You know, Greg, one of the problems here is the short-term programs. It's not that they're bad; they do a good job, but they're not long enough. The science tells us a year to 2 years for the brain to heal. So we send somebody to a 30-day program or even a 90-day program, and they look at the rates, look at the horrible relapse rate. You know, we only get about 10% of the entire opioid dependent population back on their feet again. So that has to change, and we're going to change it with this program. It's also fiscally responsible. We're using low income housing tied to the drug court. Now, we're already putting low income housing in for people, homeless people, but there's no return on investment other than, yes, we're getting people in out of the cold. We're doing something nice for the people. But too often, entitlement programs, instead of a bridge to success, which they're supposed to be for, they become a pathway to dependency. So this is going to be some low-income housing with a twist, let's say.